Welcome to Shomach Shavah on the Daf, Shir Spanzer, Lo Nishmas, Aaron Biako Shalom, and Leah Basitzchok. We're holding Bometzia Daf Chof Hei. This Daf is learned on Purim. And there is a connection in this Daf to Purim. The Gemara in Amud Beis brings that there are small kelim that is normal to throw in the garbage. What are the small kelim that people throw in the garbage? Says the Gemara, Sakini Vehemnik. Sakini means knives. What is Hemnik? Hemnik means a fork. Says Rabbeinu Chananel something fascinating. He says, what is a fork? What do you do with a fork? Explains Rabbeinu Chananel. Kegoin mazleg sheyesh lo gimel shinayim. A fork that has three teeth. Vederech bnei Yavon, people from Greece, lachzik chatichas abosor, ulachtoich im asakin velechol. They hold a piece of meat with a fork. They cut the meat with a knife. Then he takes the piece that he cut and he puts it into his mouth. His hands don't touch the meat because of the dirt. Meaning, Rabbi Chanan is saying, what do you do with a fork? He says, what we use the fork for. Back in the day, in the time of the Gemara, the Rishonim, people used to eat with their hands. The Shlo has a piece where he speaks about how the hands are mishamish and odom when he eats. But says Rabbeinu Chananel, the people in Yavon, in Greece, they eat with a fork. And this is what the Gemara is referring to when it speaks about Hemnik. And the Aruch is brought down that the people that eat with a fork are not the Greeks, but are the Persians, Bnei Paros. And this refers to the Gemara in Brachas Daf Ches Amud Beis. So the Gemara there says, Omar Gamliel, Bishloisha Dvorim Oyev Ani Es HaParsim. There's three things I like about the Persians. Tznuim be'achilosom, they're tznua when they eat. Tznuim be'isakise, v'tznuim be'dovar acher. The tznua when they eat, the tznua in be'isakise, the tznua in tashmish. So it says the Aruch, that's what it means over here. The Bnei Paros, they're very careful of how they eat, and they eat with a fork as well. That's part of their mahalach, that is have the milo of eating. Now what's shat that the Persians, their milo is these three things. So the Sefer Parshas Mordechai he brings that the Gemara in Chagiga Daf Tezayin tells us that people, Bnei Adam, have shisha dvarim, they have six things. Shloisha kemalochi asharis, v'shloisha kebehima. Three things are like malochim, three things are like behima. What is like malochi asharis? They have a das, like malochi asharis. Malochim ukurim uskufo, they stand up straight, kemalochi asharis. Umisapim loshon hakodesh kemalochi asharis, they can speak loshon hakodesh. How are humans compared to behemo? Oichli mishoisi ke behemo, they eat and drink like a behemo. Porim verovim ke behemo, tashmish is like a behemo. Umotzim rei ke behemo, the beisakis is like a behemo. The Persians' milas are the three things that an Adam is compared to an animal. They're very careful, very honorable in anything that has to do with the behemo part of the Adam. But they have nothing to do with the malach hasharis part of the Adam, with the spiritual part of the Adam. And this is very fitting to what we know about Achashverosh, was Melech Paros, he's the king of Persia. That what he was against, as the Arizal says, he was against the Beis HaMikdash. He didn't want a Beis HaMikdash to be built. And once he calculated and figured out the Beis HaMikdash is not going to be built, so he took the clay Beis HaMikdash and he used them. He invited all the Jews. He didn't come and kill the Jews. That's only what Haman came and planned. But he wanted to take away the ruchnius of the world. He wanted to focus on the gufni, on the body. The Persians are compared to a doiv, to a bear, the mesubolim bebasar kedoiv. They are compared to the behema part of the Adam. As opposed, for example, to the Greeks. The Greeks have, they're philosophers, they have the chachma. Paros is the guf. They honor the guf. They're very tzenua with the guf. But they have no shaykhis to the ruchnius. And Achashverosh, his nagdus, what he wanted against the Jews, was to take away the spiritual aspects, to stop the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, and to make sure that the Yidden stay where they are right now, with Gufni only. But what is our nitzachon on Achashverosh? How do we win the war, not only by killing Haman, but against Achashverosh, what was it? That in the Gufni, being in the most physical part in this world, we're Megale HaKadosh Baruch Hu here as well. That's the whole nes of Purim of Gilui HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Teva, in nature. And our avodah in Purim is, we are Gufni. we eat and we get drunk and we become completely physical on Purim, and we're saying, even here there's a Kodesh Baruch Hu, even here there's Gdusha. If you focus only on the Gufni, that doesn't take the spiritual part away. The Gufni part that the Persians focus on, even there you have the Ruchnius, the Gilui Kodesh Baruch Hu down there. A great connection of our daf that speaks about people that eat the food in a respectful way, that according to the Aruch is the Persians, to then understand what is the Oymik of Purim. Anyone want to join the Shomach Shava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.